Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 17, 7-Eleven America, New York, Chinese property giant Country Garden endures sector's latest sell-off. The company's bond due in 2026 has declined steeply in recent days, dropping by more than 20 cents on the dollar in three sessions. January 17, 7-06 America, New York, train services cut due to staff COVID absences. Train operators switched to emergency timetables as a result of high staff sickness rates.
January 17, 7 o'clock America, New York, Canadian dollar forecast, USD, CAD chasing oil, CAD data key for BOC hike. Eyes on Tier 1 Canadian data ahead of next week's Bank of Canada decision.
January 17, 6:55 America, New York, full recovery in global labor market could take years. The U.S. labor market is nearing, or may already be, at full employment, but a United Nations agency said that is far from true in many other parts of the world, with the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus as likely stretching out the process of getting people back to work.
January 17, 6:37 America, New York, Latin America's currencies signal economic damage despite commodities boom. Divergence reflects political risk and deep-seated structural problems.
January 17, 6:27 America, New York, China seeks to cushion blow of economic pain as momentum slows. China's leaders are hoping that they can put a floor under the economy, which expanded by 4% in the fourth quarter of last year, the slowest pace since the beginning of the COVID-19 recovery.
January 17, 6:25 America, New York, Amazon halts plan to block UK Visa credit cards amid talks. Plans to block the cards are halted as the two sides continue to try to resolve a dispute over payment fees. January 17, 5:54 America, New York, Scott Wind offshore auction raises £700 million. Crown Estate Scotland said 17 projects have been chosen in the first seabed leasing round in a decade.
January 17, 5:52 America, New York, European shares rise as earnings season gets underway. U.S. investors use national holiday to weigh up impact of wage rises, jobless falls and record inflation rates.
January 17, 5:30 America, New York, orange juice prices climb after forecasts for the smallest crop since 1945. Florida's oranges are smaller than usual and dropping out of trees as disease spoils the juice crop.
January 17, 5:30 America, New York, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, BMW sales surge as cheaper brands lag behind. A boom in luxury car sales and the shifting of scarce semiconductors to the most profitable vehicles helped many automakers achieve robust profits last year, even as sales of mainstream vehicles lagged behind and supply chain disruptions crippled car production.
January 17, 5:30 America, New York, giant stock swings kick off 2022. Hundreds of U.S.-listed companies are off more than 20% from highs. Many are in a bear market.
January 17, 5:24 America, New York, Unilever sets out ambition to expand in health products. The strategic update came days after Unilever said it had approached GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer about buying their consumer healthcare joint venture, GSK Consumer Healthcare.
January 17, 5:18 America, New York, Japanese yen outlook, large USD, JPY option expiries in focus ahead of BOJ. With the US observing Martin Luther King JNR. Day-to-day, trading activity is relatively muted but notable USD, JPY options may prompt price volatility.
January 17, 5:07 America, New York, Unilever looks set to continue pursuing £50 billion plus mega merger. The maker of Marmite and PG Tips says buying GlaxoSmithKline's healthcare arm would be a strong fit.
January 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, boom times for classic car auctions conducted online. Bring a Trailer had a huge year, but rivals big and small are planning to grab a piece of this market, which the pandemic has accelerated at a breakneck pace. Caroline Cassini, General Manager of the U.S. January 17, 4:43 America, New York, China probes a Sam's Club store over food safety issues. The local regulator's investigation into a Walmart-owned store comes as China steps up scrutiny into U.S. retailer.
January 17, 4:16 America, New York, Global stocks mixed after China cuts interest rates. Stocks around the world were mixed after China cut interest rates in a bid to support its slowing economy.
January 17, 4 o'clock American New York, British Pound, GBP, a potentially volatile cocktail of heavyweight data and politics. An interesting week ahead for sterling traders with a raft of heavyweight UK data to watch mixed with political intrigue as PM Boris Johnson fights to save his job. January 17, 3:47 American New York, value stocks shine as growth proxies sag. Tug of war between IWD and AMP, IWF gets hot. Value stocks have outperformed growth plays in recent weeks amid rising yields. This dynamic may continue to play out in the near term as the Fed tightening cycle progresses.
January 17, 3 o'clock America, New York, the CDC's new challenge? Grappling with imperfect science, the Omicron coronavirus variant is moving much faster than researchers can, worsening a long-standing problem. The agency must make tough decisions with scant data. Doctor.
January 17, 1:42 America, New York, the long game. The population game is one that all countries in the world are playing, but few, if any at all, are winning. And China is no exception to that. The crisis in the country worsened amid the pandemic and last year saw birth figures sliding once again. January 17, 1:18 America, New York, trade ideas thread. European session, the 17th of January 2022. It's a US holiday today, so things may be a bit more quiet and subdued before all the action resumes tomorrow. The dollar is holding up after the gains last Friday, though narrow ranges are prevailing for the most part so far today. The yen is the laggard, with USD, JPY climbing up to 114.50 after halving.
January 17, 1 o'clock America, New York, crude oil holds gains as Chinese data prompts the PBOC to act. Where to for WTI? Oil prices maintained their lofty levels in Asia today after surging last week while the Chinese economic outlook forced the PBOC to act. What does it mean for WTI?
January 17, 0:43 America, New York, China, China, China. I've mentioned quite a few times already in the past few weeks that I just don't see any bigger risk to the global recovery than China. The Omicron risks there are something that will percolate to global supply chains, inflation, and thus central bank outlook as well.